Good morning. You're listening to Israel A-Team News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the sun rises over Israel, it's a cool and crisp morning in Jerusalem. Tel Aviv is waking up to clear skies and a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the day starts with a mild chill. A beautiful day is ahead across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, cats. Israel waiting for U.S. green light to strike Iran as IDF uncovers Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store. This is reported by Ynet from earlier today. Also, in response to fire in the north, the IDF attacked and destroyed Hezbollah launchers in Lebanon. This comes from Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Lebanon ignites as the IDF reveals a Hezbollah tunnel inside a clothing store, according to Mariv earlier today. Separately, the de facto annexation of the West Bank is a recipe for utter disaster, warns Forward in their report from this morning. And finally, following an assessment, the IDF extends home front command guidelines until Tuesday, Walla reports this morning. Reaction has been swift on social media. Streetwise, a regional analyst posted earlier today that an attack on Iran could see Hezbollah violate the ceasefire and join Iran. Iacobi, a security commentator, noted earlier today that Hezbollah's rocket launch towards Israel blatantly violated the ceasefire, yet Israel faces criticism. From X, Times of Israel reported earlier today that the IDF targeted Hezbollah operatives in southern Lebanon and the details of journalist casualties are under review. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions involving Israel and Iran. Katz has stated that Israel awaits approval from the U.S. before taking action against Iran. This follows the discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel near Metula. Ynet highlights the strategic implications as the region remains on edge. Turning to the situation in Lebanon. Earlier today, the IDF took action against Hezbollah rocket launchers following an overnight attack. Israel Hayom confirms the Air Force's decisive response. The strikes underline the fragile ceasefire in the region. Meanwhile, further reports from Mariv detail the discovery of a Hezbollah command post within a clothing store in southern Lebanon. This revelation adds to the complexity of the Israeli-Lebanese border conflict. It raises concerns about Hezbollah's infiltration tactics. In the West Bank, tensions escalate with what Forward describes as near-daily attacks by Jewish extremists. Their report warns that these actions contribute to a quiet annexation. The international community watches closely as stability in the region remains critical. Finally, in response to ongoing threats, the IDF extends home front command guidelines. This ensures continued preparedness amidst fluctuating security conditions. Walla's report this morning emphasizes the importance of keeping civilians informed and ready on the economic front. First, good news for seniors comes as a property tax amendment provides clarity for elderly residents involved in urban renewal projects, according to Israel Hayom Business from earlier today. Separately, Mariv Business reports on the soaring prices of transit slots at the Panama Canal as demand spikes amid regional conflicts. This impacts global shipping routes and costs. And finally, from CTEC, Tesla's decision to utilize next-generation chips for its Terafab AI project gives Intel a strategic win, highlighting Israel's critical role in tech development. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.